الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
We are in the month of Ramadan. One of the blessings Allah has granted you, deputies, is that the Majlis was inaugurated in the holy month of Sha'ban, and at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, it is in operation. It is one of the big blessings Allah has bestowed upon us. God Almighty has invited you in the month of Ramadan to His banquet. As you see, fasting is God's banquet. It is not like our parties with those formalities and lavish meals. It is a reception in which one should abstain from desires. Notice that one should perform the rituals in the holy month of Ramadan, particularly its mental rites.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the month of Ramadan. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini says that the Ramadan is the month in which you should strengthen yourself morally. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, when he talks about the strengthening the moral, it means that the month of Ramadan is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the host of the mankind. And we all are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we need to stop us from committing any kind of sin in this month. We should enjoy this month, the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become the host. And He is the host in a way that in the narrations it is said that even a person who is fasting when he sleeps in the month of Ramadan, he is spending that time, which is during his sleeping or while he's sleeping, in praying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he even is giving reward of sleeping. He is giving a reward of saying nothing and being quiet in the state of the fasting. So this is the month where Allah is giving rewards for every single action that we are performing. Therefore, it is necessary to practically do that, and we need to strengthen our morals. Why? Because Allah is the host. Allah has invited us to a feast.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
About this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. This is the month in which Allah has revealed the Quran for what? For هدى للناس, for the guidance of the mankind. Allah is not saying that this is a guidance for the Muslims only. He says للناس, ناس means mankind. Everyone can benefit from the Qur'an in this month. And this is the month in which Allah has sent the Qur'an for the guidance of the mankind. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَىٰ. And He has sent down the clear evidences, the clear proofs from the guidance, وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and the distinguisher of the right and the wrong. So we need to strengthen ourselves morally in this month, because this is a divine month. This is a month in which we can reach to perfection. This is the month so that we can practice in this month for 30 days, and then later for the rest of the year, we can keep doing the same thing. This is the month where we can make ourselves right. This is the month where we can reform ourselves. And therefore, Imam is saying that Ramadan is the month in which you should strengthen yourself morally, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.